Good morning to you. This is Rod Carr for Songs of Hope Part 2. Thank you to Chris Whiting for Almighty Songs of Hope Part 1. I really enjoyed his music, which was Praising God, and the talk that he put on by David Sterry will be up on our Songs of Hope website in the next day or so. And our Songs of Hope website is songsofhope883.com for your browser address bar. Well, we have all our usual features. We've got Christian News Bulletin coming up. We have our story today is the story of Philip Bliss, the great hymn writer. And we also have our prayer psalm, Psalm 99. Recently, we've had the 20th anniversary of the death of Princess Diana. So I thought this morning we would honour Princess Diana a little bit in our first three hymns. We're going to do that. She did a lot of great work for charity, helping lepers. She helped landmine victims. She helped AIDS patients and did a lot of great charity. So our first hymn is one of Diana's favourites. It was sung at her wedding and at her funeral. This is I Vow to Thee, My Country, and this time it's sung by Catherine Jenkins. And our next hymn is Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. It's from the All Souls Congregation. And this was sung at Princess Diana's funeral.
Make me a channel of your to console, to be
And the third hymn we have today honouring Princess Diana and the memory of her at this anniversary time is a hymn she chose for the christening of her two sons, William and Harry. And this hymn is Guide Me, O Thou Great Redeemer.
Yeah.
And our third hymn honouring Princess Diana was from the Morriston Tabernacle Chapel in Swansea.
This is Songs of Hope, serving the Christian community in the southern suburbs of Melbourne.
We now have our devotion, our prayer devotion for this morning, and that is Psalm 99.
Our Lord, you are King. You rule from your throne above the winged creatures, as people tremble and the earth shakes. You are praised in Zion, and you control all nations. Only you are God, and your power alone, so great and fearsome, is worthy of praise. You are our mighty King, a lover of fairness, who sees that justice is done everywhere in Israel. Our Lord and our God, we praise you and kneel down to worship you, the God of holiness. Moses and Aaron were two of your priests. Samuel was also one of those who prayed in your name, and you, our Lord, answered their prayers. You spoke to them from a thick cloud, and they obeyed your laws. Our Lord and our God, you answered their prayers and forgave their sins. But when they did wrong, you punished them. We praise you, Lord God, and we worship you at your sacred mountain. Only you are God.
Lost our way.
Great song of praise to God. That was from Selah, wonderful, merciful Saviour. Coming up, we've got Christian News Bulletin, but the weather today is going to be 19 and sunny, and 22 tomorrow, shower or two developing. We now have Mark Rasmussen, Never Once, and from the All Souls Choir, Let It Be Jesus.
To live. Standing on this mountaintop, looking just how far we've come, knowing that with every step you were with us.
Kneeling on this battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory was your power in us.
Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, yes, our hearts can say. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. You are faithful, God, you are faithful.
Kneeling on this battleground, seeing just how much you've done, knowing every victory is your power in us.
Scars and struggles on the way, but with joy our hearts can say, yes, our hearts can say. Never once did we ever walk alone. Never once did you leave us on our own. You are faithful, God, you are faithful. You are faithful, God, you are faithful.
Christian News Bulletin. In an excavation at Jerusalem's City of David, archaeologists have found dozens of seals with biblical-type names on them. The seals may mean that the city housed thousands of refugees, according to the Christian Post. The names, written in ancient Hebrew, support the theory that Israelites fleeing the Assyrians found shelter and even high office in the southern kingdom of Judah, archaeologists said. According to ChristianHeadlines.com, Religious leaders in Nigeria are renewing and amplifying their call for the government to pay compensation for the destruction of churches by Boko Haram. Nigerian clergy say at least 1,000 churches have been destroyed in the six-year insurgency, which the government declared crushed last year. Eternity magazine reports that singer-songwriter Colin Buchanan is touring Australia this month. In his concerts, the Aussie performer talks and sings about Arthur Stice, the man who wrote the word eternity in chalk on the streets of Sydney. Buchanan states, "The power of Arthur Stice's story is the power of the gospel. Not simply that his life was transformed, but that the gospel works at micro and macro levels. I think we ought to be encouraged that there's a Christian story behind that word."
Southern FM. The sounds of the Bayside.
This indeed is Songs of Hope, and our next two songs are Back to God from Reba McEntire and Lord I Need You from Matt Maher.
Lord, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. With sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. Where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need. When I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay.
Have you heard? of the innocent dying. In these darkest days, are you not afraid that it's too late? You've got to get down on your knees, believe, fold your hands and beg and plead. Gotta keep on. We gotta give this world back to God. Have you lost a love? Do you feel like giving up? Has your heart been broken? Are your kids okay? Will they come home safe? Do you lie there whole? You can make a wish, you can knock on wood, it won't do no good. You gotta get down on your knees, believe, fold your hands and beg and plead. Gotta keep on praying. You gotta
love that song, Back to God, Reba McEntire. We've got to give this world back to God, and indeed we do. Coming up, we've got the story of Philip Bliss as told by Noel Grigg. But right now, two Australians singing a song called Hope, Cindy Van Der Ree and Clara Roden. Hope.
I feel a hope rise within me, like a rainbow on a stormy day. And I see my future in the distance, breaking through in a brighter way. Let the sun shine through the clouds, bring the darkness. I have hope in the promise of tomorrow, and I know you'll hold. because you love me, I am worthy, and my dreams can come true. I know that even on my dark days, there's a promise you'll always be. Understand me, I'm not on my own. Let the sun shine through the clouds, bring the light out through the darkness. Well, I have hope in the promise of tomorrow, and I know you'll hold me.
Some people are born with a gift for words. Words are tremendously powerful. They can be used to build up or tear down. Philip Bliss, 1838 to 1876, had a gift for words. It has been said that he is the second most famous Christian songwriter in history, having hundreds of poems and hymns to his name. In fact, it is said that had he lived as long as his peers, that is, Fanny Crosby, Charles Wesley, and Ira Sankey, he may have surpassed them all. And that's amazing. Unfortunately, he and his wife died in a horrific train accident in 1876, when he was only 38 years of age. His story is fascinating. Born in Pennsylvania, USA, in 1838, he had very little schooling up to the age of 10. He left home when he was 11 and worked in lumber yards in rough environment. In spite of all this, he kept his faith, thanks to the strong Christian influence instilled in him at a very early age by his parents. In between jobs, he attended school and studied music, so that by the time he was 18, he was qualified to take a job as a schoolmaster. From then on, Bliss's path crossed that of many well-known Christian evangelists, hymn writers, and composers of his time, such as William Bradbury, D.L. Moody, and Ira Sankey. In the years that followed, Bliss teamed up with Ira Sankey to compile many hymns and hymn collections. A month before his untimely death, he was approached by Horatio Spafford to compose a tune for a poem which he had written. And this beautiful, inspiring song has come down to us in the song, "It Is Well With My Soul." In spite of a brief span of life, Philip Bliss is one of the most important and influential gospel songwriters of the 19th century. Today, we focus on a hymn written by him in 1874. Wonderful Words of Life. The story behind this song is interesting. A Christian publisher was about to launch a new publication, and he was looking for a song that would capture the overall focus of the publication, which was to emphasize the importance of studying the Bible. The name of the publication was to be Words of Life, and was based on the text in John's Gospel, chapter 6, verses 67 and 68. In this passage, we read that many who followed Jesus for personal gain left him when they found his teachings too hard to follow. Jesus turned to his disciples and asked, "Do you also want to go away?" To which Peter replied, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." Words of eternal life, words of life. This is an apt description of the entire Bible. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, said Jesus. And so Philip Bliss wrote, "Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life." It is a simple song, but it reminds us that we have a precious treasure in the words of the Bible, the Word of God. We may confidently say, this is a song of hope. Over the years, this song has been sung at evangelistic meetings, bringing comfort, hope, and salvation to many seekers. May God's wonderful words of life in His Word, the Bible, bring comfort, hope, and salvation to you today and every day. May God bless you.
Nothing's Gonna Take Your Love Away. That was a song from Jade Ambrose called Praise You. Well, Songs of Hope is on the web, and our web address is songsofhope883.com. And up there, there's recordings of different segments of the program going over the last months and years. And segments of today's program will be up there today and tomorrow. So do go to songsofhope883.com for your browser and see and listen to that again if you missed it. The Mighty Sporting Program is about to begin, and Bruce Mitchell is in the studio getting ready for that. So this is Rod Carr signing off, saying bye for now.
You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM.